Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Pascal, the launch is finally here, Balikbayan.
That's right.
September 7th to the 4th of November.
Yes.
The whole thing is happening. Can you please summarize and name all the artists?
Oh my goodness, that's a lot of pressure. Okay, so basically the exhibition that surrounds me have got all the artists who have contributed to the exhibition. So we have Benji Ra and Justin Scholder, who have contributed a film work. We've got Melissa Ramos, who's also contributed a film work. The Palomara sisters, Marnie and Melanie, did a dance video. And I'm sitting right here on Alvin Ramelio's Bayanihan Hopping Spirit House. And then Ala Paredes' work is over there. And of course, Mariquette Santiago's work is right behind me. Saturday the 16th, we have Mahal Kita Future Bayan by Sipat Lawin, where they're inviting the community to talk about their vision of Future Bayan. How it is to be a Filipino in Australia, looking towards the future of this community.
They're from Manila, isn't
They're
it?
From Manila.
They're from Manila, that's right. Also, we have from Manila, Leroy New, who will be doing a large-scale sculptural work in the back of the Art Centre. And then just on the Gallery 2 side of the Art Centre, we have Caroline Garcia, who's done a beautiful installation of assembled objects that for her represent a sense of returning to country, which is, you know, Balikbayan is the theme of the entire exhibition. And closing the entire program is Anino Shadow Play Collective, who will close the exhibition on the 2nd of November for All Souls Day. But the best part is throughout October, there's going to be a film festival, Filipino film. So we open on the 6th of October with Himala. Everyone knows Himala. And there's some beautiful films, including War is a Tender Thing, Anopa, Super Parental Guidance, but you know, Vice Ganda film. There's also 3 Years Without God, Mondo Manila. There's a lot. So please don't miss out. Come to Blacktown Art Centre and really enjoy the offering from both the Sydney and Manila-based artists.
So this is the last part of the big project, the Bayanihan
Art Project. That's right. So Balikbayan is part of the Bayanihan Philippine Art Project, which was really a celebration of the 70th year anniversary of Philippine-Australian diplomatic friendship. It has been supported by the Philippine Consulate, and we have been partnering with the Art Gallery of New South Wales, whose exhibition is still open now, and they don't close till November 12. The Auburn Peacock Gallery closed last week, but it was a really beautiful exhibition that also had this house behind me. And Mosman Gallery exhibition and Campbelltown Art Centre's exhibition is still open till the 6th of October. And we've also got a partnership with the Museum Galleries of New South Wales, who's touring David Grigg's work, which is the Campbelltown Art Centre's exhibition.
We know that the Filipino artist has always been part of the Blacktown Art Centre.
It's definitely in terms of the partnership itself. It's been one of the most significant expose of contemporary Filipino art. So, and it's really diverse, you know, and every single art centre has had a very different focus. Obviously, with Blacktown having the biggest population of Filipinos in Australia, we really felt that we needed to represent the community itself, but also have this dialogue between Manila and the Philippines, this sense of checking in on what's actually going in contemporary art within the Manila scene.
Yeah, I've seen few of the works of Mariquette Santiago,
right,
featuring the president.
Yes, that's right.
It's quite new. Like, it's like a fusion, art fusion.
That's right. I mean, Marika Santiago's work is really beautiful because, as she said the other day, she's really focused on the idea of including her family and her family and how important she feels her family has been part of her art making. So as you can probably see with her works, there's portraits of her children, there's a portrait of her husband. And tonight, her parents catered the entire event. So it's a really sort of family event for Marikit, actually.
And showcasing not just the Filipino, but Filipino-Australian artists.
That's right. So people like Benji Ra and Justin Shoulder and Caroline Garcia are really in the forefront of contemporary performance practice. And they just happen to have, you know, Filipino heritage. So we really felt that it was important to also represent them in here because they're really doing well within the bigger context of the Australian art scene.
And having seen the numbers of attendees tonight, I think the Blacktown Art Centre did well.
Oh, look, we're extremely happy. We had the Knights of Rizal doing El Filibusteresmo this morning. So it was sobrang masaya ang mga kababayan dito sa art centre. The whole day, it was like they had taken over the entire art centre, which is really the intention of this entire exhibition.
Invite our listeners and our viewers.
Please come to Blacktown Art Centre. We are in 78 Flushcombe Road in Blacktown. And we would be happy to welcome you whenever and however you come here.
Thank you very much, Pascal.
Thank you, Annalyn.
Tangkiliki ng higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.